Good morning. Today we continue our series of meditations from John's Gospel. This morning our focus is on John chapter 6, verse 37. This is how it reads. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. This is a verse that speaks to both divine sovereignty and human responsibility. On the one hand, while it is true that no person can ever come to Christ unless the Father draws that person and woos that person, on the other hand, we sinners are responsible to come to Jesus Christ and be saved. The gospel call goes out to all. All may be saved, and all are freely invited to experience forgiveness of sins and salvation in Jesus Christ. In verse 37, Jesus gave this amazing offer and this amazing guarantee that he will welcome, he will receive everyone who comes to him. In other words, your past is never so horrible that Jesus would not receive you to himself. Your past is never so horrible that God the Father would not give you to God the Son. If you're a beggar, you can come to Jesus. If you're a gunman, you can come to Jesus. If you're a scammer, you can come to Jesus. If you're a quote-unquote small sinner, you can come to Jesus. And if you're a quote-unquote big sinner, you can come to Jesus. If you're a decent and upstanding citizen of Jamaica, you must still come to Jesus for the forgiveness of sins and salvation from the wrath of God towards sinners. If you're a wicked wretch, you must still come to Jesus for the forgiveness of sins and salvation from the wrath of God towards sinners. Whosoever will may come. Boys, girls, men, women, you can come because Jesus will not turn you down. Christ invites all to come to him. All can come to him, and all who come to him, he will never cast out. He will welcome, he will receive. Jesus has given an amazing offer and an amazing guarantee that he will welcome, that he will receive everyone who comes to him. A better translation of John 6, verse 37 would be, "And the one who comes to me, I will never, ever cast them out under any condition." Here we see the full, free, unfettered love and mercy of Christ reaching out to the whosoevers of this world. This is not only a promise of Christ's welcome and reception of everyone who comes to him. It is also the guarantee that the person who repents of his or her sins will be preserved for time and eternity. Hence Jesus said, "The one who comes to me, I will never, ever cast out." If you come to Christ today, he will not say tomorrow or next week or next year or at any other time, "Boy, me think I'm going to have to let you go, you know." Christ will never say to the person who surrenders his or her life to him, "Boy, you know, you have been such a miserable specimen of a Christian. You have been such a miserable example of a Christian. Boy, I may have to let you go. I am going to have to reject you. I'm going to have to turn you out of my kingdom. I'm going to have to take back my salvation from you. I know my Father gave you to me as a gift, but me don't want this gift anymore." No, Christ guarantees the eternal security and salvation of all who comes to him for all time and eternity. He will never cast you out. He will never turn you away. Jesus goes on to say in John 6, verse 39, "This is the will of the Father who sent me, that all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but raise it up at the last day." Here are the words of Jesus in talking about eternal salvation in John 10, 27 through to 29. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Brethren, not one single person that the Father gave to the Son in grace has ever been lost and will ever be lost. Jesus came specifically to do the will of the Father. The will of the Father is this, that he, Jesus, should lose none of all those individuals the Father has specifically given him. That everyone who believes in Jesus shall have eternal life. That he, Jesus, will raise them up on the last day. That he, Jesus, will personally raise each individual the Father has given him for eternal life. The question this raises is whether or not Jesus could ever disobey the direct will of the Father. Take note of what Jesus said in the following verses. John 8, verse 29. He always did the things that are pleasing to God. John 4, 34. His very food was to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. John 6, 38. He does not seek his own will, but the will of him who sent him. And John 17, verse 4. Jesus prayed to his Father and said, I glorified thee on earth, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do. What these verses teach is that Jesus did accomplish the will of the Father while on earth. And there is certainly no reason to suspect that this will not be true in the future. These verses clearly teach that it is God's will that Jesus lose none of all that the Father gave him. Thus, if Jesus lost even a single soul, he would be outside the Father's will. I cannot envision Jesus ever being out of the Father's will. Can you? In his high priestly prayer in John's Gospel, chapter 17, shortly before his crucifixion, Jesus prayed about some future things as if such had already happened. You could call the prayer the wasness of the shall be. Christ said in John 17, verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition. This is a reference to Judas, who was never saved, that the scripture might be fulfilled. So, you may ask, how can one be certain that he, she has eternal life and is heading towards heaven? The certainty can be found in this. Have you come to Christ? Have you seen your need of him? Do you acknowledge that you are a sinner? Do you recognize that God's wrath will be poured out on all sinners? Do you recognize that in your own strength, you cannot save yourself from God's wrath? Do you recognize that Jesus bore God's wrath on the cross on your behalf? Do you recognize that if you surrender your life to Jesus, ask him to take charge of your life, and ask him to forgive you of your sins, then you will be saved? Have you fled to Christ for refuge and salvation? If you have sincerely turned to Jesus for salvation, then you in that instant are on your way to heaven, having been gifted by God with eternal life. Jesus said, the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Hence, Jesus embraces you and welcomes you into his family. Anyone who sincerely repents of his or her sins and trusts Christ for forgiveness and salvation will be welcomed into God's family. Jesus said, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. The door is still open to sinners everywhere to become part of God's family, and whosoever will may come. Until next week, may the Lord bless you greatly.